drop and die, and sword and shield in bloody field burst with immortal fame.
She's all right. And that's the truth of it.
Would I were in an ale house in London, I'd give all my fame for a pot of ale and safety.
I'm glad! After a priest, you dogs! I want you, carriers!
Be merciful, you to men of gold! A big delay! A big delay!
Captain Fluid!
Captain Fluid! You must come presently to the mines. The Duke of Gloucester would speak with you.
To the mines? Tell you the Duke. It is not so good to come to the mines. For look you, the mines is not according to the disciplines of war. The concavities of it is not sufficient. For look you, the adversary, you may discuss under the Duke, look you. Is it himself 4 yards under the counter of mines? Why, did you? I think he will blow up all if there is not better directions.
The Duke of Gloucester, to whom the order of the siege is given, is altogether directed by an Irishman. A very valiant gentleman, he'd say.
It's Captain MacMorris, is it not?
I think it be.
By you, he is an asset in the world. I will verify as much in his beard. He has no more directions in the true disciplines of the wars, look you, of the Roman disciplines, than is a puppy dog.
Here he comes. And the Scots captain, Captain Jamie with him.
Ah, Captain Jamie is a marvellous, valorous gentleman, that is certain. Of great expeditions and knowledge in the ancient wars.
Ah, I'll say good day, Captain Fuller.
Lord, thank you for your work, good Captain James.
Captain Jamie is a marvellous, valorous gentleman, that is certain.
How now, Captain MacMorris? Have you quit the mines? Have the pioneers given over?
Oh, by the saints, 'tis ill done. The work is give over. The trumpets sound the retreat. By my hand I swear, and by my father's soul, 'tis ill done. The work is give over. I would have blowed up the town, so God save me, in an hour. Ah, 'tis ill done. By my hand, 'tis ill done.
Captain MacMorris, I beseech you now, will you about safely look you a few disputations with you? Partly to satisfy my opinion, and partly for the satisfaction, look you, of my mind. As touching the direction of the military disciplines, that is the point.
It shall be very good faith, good captains both. And I would fain hear some discourse between you twain.
This is no time to discourse, so God save me.
No! The day is hot, and the weather, and the wars, and the king, and the dukes. This is no time to discourse. The town is besieged. There, the trumpet calls into the breach, and we talk, and with the holy do nothing. It's a shame for us all, so God save me. It's a shame to stand still. It's a shame by me hand, under his boots to be cut, and work to be done, and nothing is done, so help me God.
By the mass, ere these eyes of mine take themselves to slumber, I'll do good service. Or I'll lie the ground for it. Aye, or go to death. And I'll pay it as valorously as I may. That shall I surely do. That is the brief and the long of it.
Captain MacMorris, I think, look you, under your correction, there is not many of your nation.
Of my nation?
What is my nation?
Is a villain, a bastard, a knave, and a rascal?
What is my nation?
Who talks of my nation?
Look you, if you take the matter otherwise than is meant, Captain MacMorris, peradventure I shall think you do not use me with that affability as in discretion you ought to use me, look you, being as good a man as yourself, both in the discipline of war and the derivation of my part and other particularities.
We do not know ye as good a man as myself, so God save me and I will cut off your head.
Gentlemen, though, you will mistake each other.
Oh, that's a foul fault.
The town sounds a barley.